Former Education, Youth and Sports Minister Yao Safo-Mafo is happy with yesterday's court ruling ordering him to honour an invitation by IOKO. The investigative body had invited Mr. Safo-Mafo to aid its investigations into the payment of the controversial 51 million Ghana Cedi judgment debt to businessman Alfred Woyome. Mr. Safo-Mafo declined the invitation and was seeking an order from the court to prevent IOKO from carrying out the investigations, arguing that since the issue was contained in the Auditor General's report, only the Public Accounts Committee of Parliament has the mandate to investigate it. Lawyer for Safo-Mafo, Godfred Odami, told Bubu Klinogo that his client will obey the court's ruling.
Even though the High Court decision said we should go and attend the IOKO invitation, they also, in the same ruling, stated that Safo-Mafo's constitutional rights should be respected, for IOKO should not act with any prejudice, caps, or bias. That is what we're looking for. We have a position initially was informed by the view that IOKO had a tendency to be biased. The judge is saying, oh, we should go to IOKO, but IOKO should not exhibit any signs of prejudice or bias against us. So his rights have also been protected in a way by the court.
What gave you the impression that the IOCO was going to be biased towards your client?
Well, of course, on account of all the facts that were put before the court, such as the statement by President Morris himself to look at those who caused a breach, and the statement by one of the president's aides who had also petitioned the IOKO, and all of that clearly informed us that, yes, they had a tendency to be biased. And also even spell out clearly whether in the first place he is an appropriate person to be invited.
There was this argument that IOCO has no mandate to investigate a matter
that is contained
in the Auditor General's report.
And I still hold that same view, and it's very pertinent to note that indeed the ruling given by the judge was just an interlocutory ruling. That is, it was a ruling on an interim injunction. I mean, it is not a ruling process of the whole case. So it's the main case is of still pending. The question as to whether the IOKO power to investigate matters contained out the Auditor General's report, I mean, was still out to be determined by the court eventually. From my experience at the bar, if a judge indicates that this case is an interesting one, it is one that involves the law, wise to test it further and appeal to the court of appeal after the court of appeal is panelled by three judges.
So what are you going to do next? Are you going to continue that case?
What I'm going to do depends on the interest of my clients. I will sit down and have a conference with him. And, of course, we'll look at the practical circumstances of the matter. Even the ruling itself has been overtaken by events.
But for now, Mr. Safo-Mafo will be honorary invitation if it comes from the IOCO.
Well, it is a ruling of the High Court. The High Court gives a ruling to a particular effect as law abiding citizens to respect that ruling. Until that ruling has been challenged, I have respect for the rule of law, and I intend to abide with it until it has been set aside.
And that was lawyer for former Youth and Sports Minister Yao Safo-Mafo, Godfred Odami, talking to Bubu Klinogo.